There is a house that the Muslims worship because they go there, they touch onto that house, they face that house, they perform their prayers towards that house. So Muslims are also worshipping idols like others. That's the misconception that is out there. Then let me give you the answer. Muslims don't worship that house. They face towards that house. They get a sense of direction by facing towards that house. Because if there was no direction, then every Muslim would be performing prayers according to his or her direction. Someone would be performing towards the east, someone towards the west, someone towards the south, someone towards the north. In one masjid, you would have seen one person facing this side, one person facing the other side. But we face towards Qibla in order to create unity. Everyone, may it be an African, may it be an Asian, may it be a rich, may it be a poor, whoever it is, may it be old, may it be young, may it be weak, may it be strong. Everyone is standing together, facing towards one direction. Not in order to worship that idol, or in order to worship that house, but in order to create unity. Another example to understand that we don't actually worship that house, we just face towards it, is that, have you ever seen someone stepping or climbing onto the idol? Something that you worship, you respect it, right? You don't climb on it. But there have been incidents in the past where at the time of Prophet Muhammad, the companions have actually climbed on top of that house, the house of Allah, and they have called out, "Adhan." So if we were worshipping that house, no one would go on top of it out of respect, because you can't step on an idol, right?